Hi, I'm ex-police sheriff John Bernal. Welcome to World's Wildest Police Chases. Officers are in pursuit of a black sedan, powering down the M6 freeway at 120 kilometers per hour. The brave, highly virile officers pick them up, leaving the peaceful village of Knutsfordshire Ingerland, following a shootout outside the studio of famed podcasters Grief Burrito. The car looks to contain a pink hippopotamus, a large-capped bear-like creature that seems to be waving a red baton-like item at passers-by, and what can only be described as a fever dream nightmare with a zip for a mirth. Eyewitnesses have identified these furry felons as the characters from 70s children's TV show Rainbow, having fallen on hard times. With shots fired from the freakish thugs, officers move into the California Star, spinning these malicious mascots off the road and into a field where they land on their roof.
Hey, don't move, fuckers! I'm strapped!
He's wearing a bomb vest.
Oh, thank fuck you killed George. He's a ringleader, really. I'm actually one of the cops. I'll haunt you.
Oh, dear. I surrender.
He's got a gun. Take it down.
No, I haven't. That's my lipstick. Ow! Fuck this. I'm taking you to hell with me. Come at me, you human wankers.
Remember, kids, you can't outrun the long arm of the law.
Welcome to Shark Select.
Welcome to Shark Select, the gaming podcast equivalent of developing a shameful addiction to The Masked Singer. I am your host, Winstolf, and I am joined once again, fresh from their adventures in the far north beyond the wall, it's Stu.
Oh yeah.
And of course, his sultry, beautiful brother, Ryan.
Hello.
So how are we, gentlemen?
Battle weary after coming back from north of the wall.
Yeah, I mean, how long a drive was that?
7.5 hours.
So just for those who are aware of the topography of the United Kingdom, whereabouts have you been?
Abbeymore.
Which is up near Inverness, is it, that way?
Yeah.
Yeah, 20 miles south of Inverness.
Basically, it's like right at top, pretty much, of the UK, where the people are hardy and used to the elements and will fight anyone who says otherwise. The main currency is iron brew.
It is, yeah.
Or heroin, if you're in Glasgow.
Fuck, just call out Glasgow, why don't you? Jesus! For anyone else Glaswegian listeners, sorry. that's shameful, Stu. But anyway, yeah.
There's a documentary about it called Trainspotting.
Alright, yeah, that's true. That is 100% fact, that movie. So it's got to talk about bad weather. Today there's like a storm in the UK. I didn't think Ryan was going to make it.
No, I almost didn't. Yeah, it was treacherous.
I mean, have you been playing fucking Death Stranding or something for your walking through weather abilities?
Yeah.
Ryan's been walking around with his dog on his back as practice.
Yeah, and my step ladders.
You stole a baby to put in the tank around his chest, but you got told off for it. So okay, yeah, we're back on with Shark Select. Welcome back, everybody. First of all, in the usual style, we'll get the promotional activities out of the way and tell you where you, the listeners, can find us, Shark Select, on the internet, which is that thing that's been around since the 90s, where people can share memes and argue with each other over nothing. Speaking of which, have you seen how much people are kicking off about the PS5 versus the Xbox One X, or whatever it is, the Xbox X series, whatever it's called?
Yeah, it's daft, isn't it? It's not even out yet.
It's fucking stupid. I don't understand why people like get so loyal to a brand that they insult people over buying the other one. Like, we do it for a laugh with each other sometimes, but people are like, oh my God, if you even buy an Xbox, are you even human? It's like, mate, they've probably got pretty much the same fucking games on them. What does it matter? But there we go. That's just my little rant for the day. I suppose I should have put that under what really grinds my chode and brought that back. But there you
go. Yeah, should have done.
But anyway, you can find our lovely podcast on Twitter at Shart Select Pod, which is, of course, curated by that wonderful Stu. I like his Follow Fridays where he puts naughty words as a acrostic poem.
Yeah,
I remember what it was called that time, guys. We had some of the listeners helping me to remember what they were called last time on Twitter. Thanks for that. I think it was Item Shop DX who helped me remember that.
Yeah, it was a Venus Shaft this Friday.
Oh, okay, yeah, fair enough. We are on Instagram at Shart Select Pod. Have you brought Instagram back lately, Stu, or did I just dream that?
I put some clips on there, but they just bombed, so...
Yay! So we have got an Instagram, but nobody looks at it. If you want to change that around and look at it, it probably makes Stu very happy. His little boner might pop out like that bear in Bow Selector.
Yeah, tail pop out.
Good news, YouTube's back. Not the website, that's been going for ages, but Shart Select is back on YouTube, isn't it?
Yeah.
Newer episodes are being added. Have we got any good responses off that, Stu? Have people been watching them?
No.
Ah, but they're there as an archive. God damn it, come on, guys. But they're there as an archive if anyone wants them, right?
Yeah.
So for God's sakes, everyone, go and watch. I've been trying to use Instagram a bit more the last couple of days. Don't think it does out, but there's something else to play around with, isn't it? We're also on Podchaser, which is, of course, a very important one. Be sure to upvote us on there with your nice reviews. How are we doing on Podchaser, Stu, if you checked recently?
I've not checked for a while. I'll check now while you're talking.
Yeah, so I'll just keep talking. Quick, Ryan, fill the silence. Go.
No. I think we're still fourth.
Oh, fourth is good. Fourth out of thousands, right?
Yeah.
That's because we're the best. Fourth best. But it's good. I like that. Apple Podcasts, as usual, give us a 5-star review on there because it goes a long way towards...
Ooh, we're featured on there at the moment.
Ooh, do tell.
Just got our logo at the front.
That was either you hitting your mic stand or you're actually a robot.
You're a robot and your piston extended.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got our logo at the front of video games.
Fucking sweet.
And shout out to 13,000 podcasts and we are number...
Tension's killing
five.
Me.
What? Okay, never mind.
Five's good though, out of 13,000. That's fantastic. So thanks for upvoting us, everyone. That's really cool.
Grief Brio is still sat at the top, but Killer Rabbit have just slipped into video games.
Oh, we need to keep them at arm's length because they are dangerous and killers and a rabbit. And we don't want them beating us, do we?
We don't talk about games.
they're coming after our fame, Stu.
Yeah, they're on our bloody turf.
There's only one thing to do. We're going to have to take them out.
We have to go over to Leeds and do them in.
It's official. We're going up to Leeds to do in another podcast. Imagine what we do. We get there, we're like, it doesn't matter, and then we leave. like that time when some poor woman, her car had broken down at a petrol station. She asked us to have a look and see what was wrong. We were like, maybe.
Maybe something wrong with the engine.
I think your engine's broken. Because, you know, we're so macho. We just go to Leeds. They kill a rabbit. Like, what the fuck do you want? Nothing. I like the sticker I've got on my laptop. Bye. But anyway, yeah. Talking of other podcasts, what we interact with. Recently, in the last couple of weeks, we had a guest. We guested on Grief Burrito and became Shart Burrito, didn't we?
Yeah.
Where we talked about the best or who would win from all the characters in video gaming. Which was really good. It was epic, that, wasn't it? I'm not going to spoil who won, in case people haven't watched it yet, or listened to it yet, but it was really good, wasn't it?
Yeah, really good.
And you two got to play with life-size model Lancers from Gears of War. I've never seen you two look so happy in my life.
Yeah, I was happy.
Yeah, Ryan got very excited. He almost had some emotion in his voice, folks. That's how excited he was. And last thing to mention is, we've got not one, not three... but two upcoming special guest episodes. When I say special guests, they are pretty special guests, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not the wizards. It's not us putting on voices being wizards. It's actually other people. So look forward
guests,
to that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Not one of my cats sitting on the computer or something. So look forward to that one. Because that's going to be really big. You know what else is going to be really big and I always look forward to? Ryan's big throbbing surprise. So let's jump into the next section, which is the aforementioned Ryan surprise. Are you ready, Stu?
Yep.
I'm fucking gagging for it, mate. Ryan, hit us with your wet cock. What have you got for us?
I've got some fairly longer ones.
Okay.
But I'm going to stick with these shorter ones just to get them finished.
No, that's
basically.
Fine. That's fine.
So we're going to go with, if we can find it.
I'm looking forward to this.
I wouldn't. It's all right. It's not great. It's an Olive Garden commercial.
Way to promote the podcast there, Ryan. It's a bit shit. It'll do.
The AI scripts are running low, right?
The Friends one, which we did with Grief Burrito, was fantastic.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah. I enjoyed playing the role of Ross Geller. I'm a paleontologist. It was really good. All right.
Well, I've got a Star Trek Next Generation one. It's a treat for next time, but it's quite a long one, so...
Okay, so we're doing like a quick one this time, because we've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm with you. All right, fair enough. Go on then, Ryan.
So it is Olive Garden commercial. AI written script.
Beautiful. Mm.
So, interior, Olive Garden restaurant. A group of friends laugh at a dinner table. A waitress comes to deliver what could be considered food. Pasta nachos for you. We see the pasta nachos. They're warm and defeated.
Okay. Don't want defeated food.
Friend one, the menu is here. Waitress, lasagna wings with extra Italy.
What the fuck?
We see the lasagna wings. There's more Italy than necessary. Friend two, I shall eat Italian citizens. Waitress, unlimited stick. We see the unlimited stick. It is infinite. It is all. Friend three, leave without me. I'm home. Waitress, gluten classico from the kitchen. We, the gluten classico, we believe the waitress that it is from the kitchen. We have no reason not to believe. Friend four says nothing. Friend one, what is wrong, friend four? Friend four says nothing. Friend two, friend four, what is wrong, friend four? Friend four smiles wide. Her mouth is full of secret soup.
What the fuck?
Announcer, in a wet voice.
Gotta do it in a wet voice, go ahead.
I don't know how to do it, yeah. Olive Garden, when you're here, you're here.
I am shouting, when you're here, you're here. You still got your slippers on.
That was bizarre. Is that it?
Yeah. Unless you want another one.
Go on, we've got time for one there.
Antiques Roadshow.
Oh, yes. This is going to be good.
Interior, fat building.
Thick building, we call them on Shards of
Life. Oh, yeah. Tens of people walk around, refusing to live in the present. We see an old lady talk to an appraiser. The old lady carries a pile of bones in a plastic bag. My grandfather gave me these bones before he stopped giving me things. They are Civil War's bones. Appraiser, are you sure? Old lady, I am old. The appraiser takes a bone as expected. Just what I thought. These are not Civil War's bones. Old lady. Grandfather will pay for his lies. No, these bones are better.
Ooh.
Old lady. Grandfather will pay for his truths. These are the bones of the Titanic.
Okay, what the fuck?
Titanic was obviously a giant human.
Yeah, with bones.
Yeah. Giant animal. Old lady. Oh, yes, the famous water truck. They are worth more than you can imagine. The old lady imagines $9. These bones are worth $53.17. The old lady jumps for joy. She never lands.
Oh, wow.
The Civil War's bones are still missing. This matters.
That was, I like that one. That one was really good. Joey said at the start, tens of people walk around aimlessly. You pretty much describe where we live. Tens of old people, that is. Mm. Northwich is just a few old people walking around aimlessly. Not that, I mean, Stu sensibly stays away from it these days, but Stu lives in Manchestershire now.
Yep.
Ingerland.
Manchestershire, so, yeah, Ingerland.
So what was your thoughts on this week's AI scripts?
I liked them.
And we've got, I was waiting for a bit where Ryan said the antique appraiser's scorn becomes so hot that it can melt steel beams or something. going off his past bloody record. That's, I still cringe internally at that one.
That's funny, that.
Fast 9/11. That was something else, that was. So, Ryan's surprise has surprised us. We feel surprised. And now we move on to the next part of the podcast, which is, of course, the main feature. The body of the podcast, where we talk about a set subject every week. This week, we're revisiting something from way back in the mists of time, when in episode 2, when we were just some snotty young rookies, recording from a cheap Chinese microphone on one end, and for some reason, Stu's laptop microphone on the other.
Yeah, sounding like a dial-in phone on a radio show.
We did an episode about our favourite guns in video games. So we're going to do it again. Because we had any listeners back then.
No, we're not doing it again. It's a HD remaster.
Sorry, yeah. So it now runs at 60 frames per second. And yep. All the DLC is included. And it may become
like
a special...
Game of the Year edition.
Yeah, yeah. Might come in a special edition Steelbook as well.
Episode of the Year edition.
Yeah. So, I don't think there's any real rules, is there? As long as they're firearms and they come from a video game. So, who wants to go first? Stu?
I'm waiting for the jingle, so...
Oh, shit. Jingle. I was hoping you forgot. Let me have a think of one. Ooh. Let me have a think. You guys cover for me whilst I have a think.
So we'll wait.
Craig is a chode. He likes chodes.
Chody, chode. Right, I'm back. So... With the zealousy and fire of a preacher, listen to these thick boys discuss the main feature. They're talking about guns, they go bang bang, and if you're very lucky, Ryan will touch your wang. There you go. Is that good?
Yeah. Extra verse there.
Just came to me in a bit of a dream. Okay, so we've got to last jump at the deep end. Jump in with Stu first, because he's put a load of things. So go on, Stu. You start us off.
It's a bit more organised this time, actually, isn't it?
Very organised.
Listed by game.
Yeah, check us out. Go on, Stu. Hit us with fire.
Okay. So I'll go for a more recent one, then. Modern Warfare. The 2019 one.
Yeah.
The 7.25 shotgun.
Okay. Describe it.
It's an under-over.
Well, just like a normal hunting shotgun.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But it's actually like a real shotgun, so it's got decent range.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like it goes a meter and then it doesn't work anymore, like most game shotguns.
But just really satisfying. Like firing both barrels and breaking it, reloading it, and then just managing, like, playing on hardcore as well. Just one shot killing everyone with it.
Yeah, and you have to work the reload into the tactics a bit there, don't you? You can't just spray and pray.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like guns that do that, make you rethink your strategies a bit. Okay, so fair enough. And you've got a couple of other ones there listed as well.
Yes, the MP5 is just really satisfying to shoot. Like, makes a nice noise, and like, I don't know, the gunplay just feels really good with it.
Does it feel weighty?
Not as weighty as the SCAR, which is another one on the list.
Yeah, I've just added that one today.
Yeah, the SCAR's been in Call of Duty for years, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And it's always been a good gun.
Yeah, it's got like... It's got massive rounds on it, so it does feel dead weight when you're using it.
Yeah.
It doesn't, you do move a bit slower with it, but on hardcore, it's one shot, one kill, basically, if you get him in the head and chest. So
nice. I think I remember using the next gun, which you guys have listed in Modern Warfare 2, and I was actually all right with it, and I could actually kill people. This is the UMP.
Oh, yeah, the ump.
The umpa-umpa-pa, which was a little tiny machine gun that you just, like, fillet people with if it had a silencer on it for some reason.
Did you know it's coming back in Season 2, right?
Oh, sweet.
All right, bring on the ump. Let's say we were unstoppable with that bad boy back then, weren't we?
Yeah, the ump with a silencer. You could just run around headshotting people while hip-firing it.
Yeah, that's right. Just annoying people. Oh my god, you're using the ump. That's such a noob cannon. Stop noob cannoning people, noob. Use the gun that everyone shit with, noob, so we can kill you, noob. Shut up.
Not as noob as the gun next on the list.
Oh, yes. Made famous by Terminator 2. It's the Model 1887 from Modern Warfare 2, which was the lever-action shotgun, where you fire it and spins it round on your hand.
Yeah.
That thing had a weird amount of range, and you didn't even have to be aiming directly at someone to hit them, as I recall.
Yeah.
And just in the general direction.
In a crazy tactical... Well, you could run around with two.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work in the in a warfare situation.
Imagine soldiers just around
some guy running around
with their guns around, reloading and
fucking dual wielding shotguns while they run at you.
Yeah, that'd be which reminds me, it's not on the list, but you just reminded me. The super shotgun from Doom.
What do you mean, not on the list?
Oh, did
have you had
down?
A look on the list?
Oh, you put it down later on, didn't you? Ryan's added it later on, he's so good. You're so good, Ryan.
You even looked at the list.
I looked at it up until a point, and then someone's added some more, and I didn't look at him.
Got bored.
So,
you guys.
Rather than saying, oh, it's not on the list, what about this? Actually, look at the list, and then you'll know.
Hey, oh, Brian's off. Drink the rest of your brew. Honestly, so grumpy. Right, okay, then. So, next up, we've got Red Dead Redemption 2, and Stu's just put shotguns.
Just satisfying.
Which one's the most satisfying there?
The repeating's pretty good, but the double barrel or the sawn off as well. Just like kicking a door down and like just when you shoot somebody, like all the blood spraying everywhere and then flying across the room.
Did you know the repeating one is the Model 1887 again?
I did.
Hey, I like the pump action best. That thing's fucking awesome. I use that for the whole game. Because it's got range on it, like you say. It's actually realistic range. Which is so cool. So, Ryan, do you want to go into the next ones?
It's Halo, isn't it?
Halo.
Yeah. So, I listed a few off the list there. You got the Battle Rifle, which is the burst fire rifle.
Yeah, it's like a three-shot sort of mid-range rifle, isn't it? I was good with that one.
And then in the later games, they added the DMR.
Oh, which one was the DMR? Is that the single shot one?
The single shot one, yeah.
Yeah.
The longer range one. Which is ridiculous,
And there was a Covenant version, which was quite good as well. It did the same thing, wasn't there? Covenant carbine.
The carbine, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one. And I put the pistol on there. Because the Halo pistol is a thing
Halo
legend. Yeah. Not the one from 2, they nerfed it. The one from 1 was fucking savage.
Yeah, if I had sniper rifle rounds, is that ridiculous?
You could one-hit kill the strongest enemies in the game if you got the drop on them with it. It's ridiculous. And it looked like a big chunky toy gun as well. Which I thought gave you bonus points.
It did look like a big Fisher Price gun. My first pistol.
Yes, my first OP weapon. It was good.
So got there's another one added in here, but I don't remember playing it much. It was more of a Stuart game, Armed and Dangerous.
I think I know of it.
Yeah,
tell us about
it. It's like a big tall robot fella. There was a regular bloke. I can't remember who else it was, but the one that I remember this morning was a land shark gun.
I think I know this one, but tell me about it.
So like you shoot it and then like a shark jumps out the end of your gun and it swims along through the ground with its fin sticking out, and then it like sort of disappears underneath somebody and a big giant shark bursts out of the ground, eats people.
That's pretty beautiful. That's actually a really good addition. That sounds like a fun weapon. Imagine if you had one of them. It'd be so cool. So, Land Shark Gun, that's a good one. Quake 4 Assault Rifle, I see someone's put.
That's one of the best assault rifles in all games.
I'd agree, actually. It's meaty, it's weighty, it makes cool noises, and it actually does proper good damage to things.
It has a flashlight on the end as well.
Oh, yeah, it did, didn't it? Yeah. Had a flashlight on the end so you could fuck it.
So you could fuck the Strugs with it.
Finish them off so they're too tired to attack you. They just go and have a nap. A guilty and confused nap in the corner.
What happened to you? I don't know. He wagged me off with a machine gun.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm just quickly checking down
what
the
you
list.
Need, would you need a flashlight for a Strug? If it's still got that human part, or would it be like primarily piston?
Yeah, right, you could flashlight a piston dick, couldn't you? It's like, like that. also, fucking hell, get a grip, guys, get a grip. We're talking about Vision again. Vision and Scarlet Witch. So yeah, another good assault rifle.
Reckon he's got like a dial, like where his belly button should be on the speed of the piston.
Goes for 25 seconds. Well, that's me done. Turned him up too high. Turned him low and slow for the sting experience. Tantric sex.
Like the slow cooker. Low and slow. It's like.
Well, they don't call it the Infinity Stone for nothing, you know. Another good assault rifle, and it's not on the list, I did check, is the one from the newer Wolfenstein games. That is a good assault rifle. It's heavy, it's really powerful, and you can get a rocket launcher attachment for it. And in New Colossus, you can get more attachments for it as well.
Yeah, so it's fucking unstoppable. I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's like black with a red stripe on it.
Yeah.
Fucking well good.
Something like the 1956 or something silly like that.
That's the first version you get, the 1946 one, where it's just silver.
Yeah.
But then when you go to the 60s, when you stay in that chair being really buff, like we discussed with Sharp Burrito, then you wake up again. They're all painted black with a red stripe on, and they look really cool. But yeah, there you go. Hey, what?
BJ Lips.
BJ Lips, he's the one. He's the famous hero of Wolfenstein.
I'm BJ Lips. I don't like Nazis.
That's what he says on a regular basis.
His lips a lot.
Don't like Nazis.
Yeah, I think we might get copyright claimed by Id and Bethesda for our really good impression.
Yeah,
although it's Machine Games, not Id, but you know what I mean. Right, next up, Unreal Tournament.
Ah, yeah.
Are we talking OG Unreal Tournament for these ones? I think, aren't we? Which I think came out in the late 90s, or was it 2000?
99.
Yeah, man. I remember when it came out, everyone copied discs of it, but my computer wasn't powerful enough to run it, so I could only dream of playing Unreal Tournament. And then one day I got a new computer and boom, it was there on full graphics.
Do you remember the theme song?
Sing it for us, Ryan.
No, I'm asking you a question.
I don't remember. I know it's good because we listened to it recently.
You remember it, Stuart?
Remember it.
Yeah.
See? You can sing it. That was good.
It's a test. That was in the fucking Ryan Surprise music quiz.
And I didn't get any of them right, if you recall. I was terrible at it. Apart from Mortal Kombat, which we can't talk about because it got copyright claimed on YouTube.
Anyway, Unreal Tournament.
Yes, Unreal Tournament.
So I added three more to the list.
Yeah, man.
So there's actually quite a lot of guns in Unreal Tournament.
So you listed all of them.
Fucking good.
All of them.
Yeah, they're all sick, that's why.
No, I've got that plasma gun, or is that the pulse gun?
Pulse gun.
No, we'll talk about it, Ryan. Take it away, my friend.
Spunk cannon one.
Spunk cannon. It's coming
bio. The bio, yeah, the bio rifle. Bio rifle, it's full of cum, innit?
Right, come on, Ryan. Take it away, my friend.
So you've got the Ripper, which is like a big spinning disc firing gun.
Yes.
And they ricochet off walls and you can just lock people's heads off.
Did it have an electric mode as well? Like a secondary fire?
Yeah, it did, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you could fire it and it'd like a stick into something.
Yeah, like a trap, wasn't it? People were looking at it, zap the bastards.
Yeah. You got the best gun ever, the flat cannon.
It is the best gun ever, you're right. It's like a big Fisher-Price shotgun.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It looks like a piston.
Yeah, a piston dick.
Just normal piston.
Yeah, like, that's what I meant.
Like in a construction environment, because it's all yellow.
Yeah.
Safety.
Yeah.
But it fires red hot flak at you, and it sprays all over your face.
Oh, all over.
And it's all hot and warm, isn't it?
And the secondary fire is... Ryan's throwing his phone about. The secondary fire is it explodes all over your face with a grenade round.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like a big chunky shotgun that explodes all over your face. So, sniper rifle off Unreal Tournament. I love that weapon. So all you have to do is zoom in slightly so you weren't actually zoomed in.
Yeah.
And just go around headshotting everyone for one hit kills. Got a good few headshots with that thing.
Yeah, yeah. I like the sniper rifle. But I also like the next one, the shock rifle. And so you could fire like a ball is one, there's one a shot, and then the other one was just like fired lightning, like
oh yeah, I vaguely remember that
and one. If you shot the lightning ball it exploded.
Yeah, I remember it. You've also got the pulse gun.
Yeah, that was the green
the snot cannon.
Yeah, fired fast firing pulse stuff at you.
Yeah.
And then the other one was like the Ghostbusters gun, like just fired a red green beam at you.
Yeah, don't cross the streams.
Yeah.
And finally, the Redeemer, which I think was just like a remote controlled nuke or something, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
That thing was ridiculous. Don't know if anyone remembers, though, it was not really a weapon as such, but it was a funny way of killing people in the original Real Tournament on the map Pressure Chamber. Remember that one?
Maybe.
You lured people into a room, hit a switch, and they just inflated and exploded. It was well good. That was a really fun map. I enjoyed that one. I didn't have an internet connection good enough back then, because obviously we were all still on 56k modems. But I used to play against bots all the time.
Yeah, bots were great anyway.
I actually completed it, you know. Did you guys ever complete that
one? I completed 2004.
Oh, I never did 2004. I only did the OG one. You ever complete any of them, Stu?
Don't think so.
The last boss was sort of on like a spaceship flying through the warp. He was called Zan Krieger, and he looked a bit like Boba Fett.
Yeah, right. I completed the one where you have to like build a team.
That was 2004, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was Championship. Was it Championship or something?
Maybe.
Oh, Unreal Champions was one, yeah.
I know 3 was the one where they tried to put a story in and everyone looked super thick like in Gears of War.
There was one where they did where they had melee weapons as well and you could be like a pharaoh fella.
Oh, that Remember? Rings a bell. Yeah, that rings
I
a bell.
I was undefeated on that. No one used to play it online with me. not online. Like local multiplayer with me.
So it's like you playing Guitar Hero then, Ryan?
Yeah.
No one wanted to play against you because you could expert the Halo theme tune.
Yeah.
Ryan's just
That's
gifted.
That's on your CV, isn't it, Ryan?
It is, yeah, it's the top thing on my CV, yeah.
You're like some gifted savant level gaming expert sometimes, you are. It's terrifying. I can't play a game, play any game well. I just kind of go, I don't know what I'm doing, and muddle my way through. So next up is Painkiller. And Stu's put a gun on there, which is spelt wrong, but I didn't want to correct it because I wanted to call him out on it. The steak gun, does it fire T-bones at you, Stu?
Yeah, it does. Or rumps.
Rumps, it fires rumps. Rump to the face! The secondary fire just puts red hot peppercorn sauce all over you.
Yeah.
Now go on, what is it really? Go on.
It fires a big, massive, like...
tree trunk.
Yeah, tree trunk or like a fucking...
Fence post
at people and sticks them to walls.
Yeah, that was cool. On that level where you get run chased around by clowns, you can just pin 5 clowns to a wall with one.
What was the alternate fire?
Is it a grenade?
Is it an electric thing?
No, that's the next one. Yeah, it was.
Ah.
Yeah, because in the expansion, there was like a smaller stake gun you could get that fired 6 stakes and also fired 10 grenades.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Was this an expansion?
That was good for sticking clowns. You could fire like 6 stakes into one clown.
Was the expansion the one with that horrible new character that kept doing crap one-liners all the time?
No, that was a different one. The expansion I did, the haunted house level, carnival.
Oh, yeah, the haunted house was quite famous.
And they had the MP5 / flamethrower, that was pretty sick.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember the haunted house because it was genuinely quite creepy. That was like one of those standout levels, wasn't it? Mm.
But I've added another gun from Painkiller as well.
Do tell.
The electro driver.
Ooh.
That fired shurikens.
Yep.
And all like lightning. Or if you did like lightning first and then did the main fire, it fired like the whole top where all the shurikens were stored.
Yeah.
Stick somewhere and it just fired lightning everywhere.
That's what I was thinking of with the lightning. It must have been that one. That was a pretty cool gun.
Yeah.
You could clear a room with that, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could just stick shurikens in people like all the way up them.
And then arc them with electricity. That was pretty good. Anyone who's not played Painkiller, I do recommend it. It's probably on good old games for like a fiver or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been classic. Remastered since.
Oh, is it? Next up, we've got Blops 1, which is, of course, Call of Duty Black Ops 1. The Commando. Which one was that one, Stu?
It's like the MP... the M4 or M60 or something.
Oh, yeah, it's like an M4, isn't it?
Yeah.
With all the added accoutrement, like foregrips and all that chisel.
Yeah.
I liked Black Ops 1. It's one of my favourite Call of Duty games, I think, that one. And then we've got Blops 2 Zombies, Ray Gun. That was in World at War as well, I think, the Ray Gun, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I remember using that. Like a 50s cartoon Ray Gun, like Marvin the Martian or something.
Yeah.
What did that one do? Is it like OP?
Yeah, it was one of the weapons in Zombies mode.
Yeah.
So it's just like for clearing out a ridiculous amount of zombies.
Zombie clearance. I remember playing that with my brother, and there was a mission where on the first one, a World at War, it's just a house, wasn't it? You only got the one level.
Yeah.
Remember, we were hiding at the back of the house with MG42 each, and just fucking laying fire down for each other whilst the other one reloaded, and we survived for ages doing that. I think we got like 20, 30 waves in before we got overwhelmed. It was well good.
Stu and I used to do something similar on Time Splitters.
Oh, yeah.
We used to play Virus. And then before we'd made levels, there was this one where it was like two bunkers and then a canyon on the other side.
Yeah.
And if you have the canyon, you could run along this edge. And then there's like always like a minigun up there or something.
Oh, I remember that map.
Yeah.
On Time Splitters too, wasn't it?
Yeah. One would stand there and then the other one would crouch. So just being bombarded with the dual wielded miniguns or whatever. Just all the viruses. And then obviously one could reload and the other one could shoot.
Yeah,
so all you could outlast the constant walking of people on fire coming at you.
Yeah, they just kind of wandered towards you, didn't they?
Yeah.
You see like a giant gingerbread man going running towards you. It was horrible. That was good though, fair play. Next up, we've got First Encounter Audit Recon, aka Fear. I've listed a couple of... I forgot about the third gun on there, yeah. So we've got the assault rifle, again, following Shark Select's rule of assault rifles. It was a good assault rifle. Because we always
say... Isn't that like the rule for everybody? It's got to be a good assault rifle.
But we always say you can rate a first-person shooter on the strength of its assault rifle.
That's why. Almost forgotten game now, Pariah.
Oh, yeah.
It was crap because it didn't have a shit gun.
I remember the assault rifle Pariah. Was shit. It's why people don't like Doom 3 either, because that machine gun would sound like it's firing drawing pins. Yeah. It's Doom! What's it sound like that for?
It's like he's fapping off a really small penis.
Oh! After you know what we were doing. Good meaty assault rifle. You can, I think Fear 2 had a good assault rifle as well, to be fair.
Good meaty barrel.
Good meaty barrel. Yeah. Nice length on it, good girth.
Speaking of girth, though.
Oh, oh no. Ryan's dropped his guts.
No, I haven't. There was another gun on Fear, known as the HV Penetrator.
Oh.
Yeah. And it fires big, bulbous, long, cylindrical steel bolts at you.
Hold me, Ryan. Sorry, I'm back in the room. So yeah, it's similar to the state gun.
Yeah.
But sci-fi looking.
Yeah, and it was pretty good because you could impale people with it.
Yeah. To be fair, impaling replicas through the head was very satisfying.
Oh, like, I saw it aim for the dick, I did.
Oh, of course. You know what, I do that in so many games.
Just put it on slow-mo and then just, like, shoot him in the dick with the penetrator.
Oosh. <Yeah. laughs> I instinctively do that in so many games. You know, like when you play an FPS and someone jumps out on you and sort of you just spray and pray. For some reason, I always spray and pray them in the dick. I don't know if that's some weird, like, instinctive thing. Just go for it. Go for the dick.
It's very. Freudian.
Oh, yeah. You know the three rules of Freud, don't we? The ass, the ass, and the ass. there we go. I put the pistol, because though it's the starting weapon, it's well powerful. It's like a realistic pistol. You can actually kill things with it, if you know what I mean. Most pistols are really underpowered, aren't they?
Yeah, but if you get, I think you can get one shot headshots with them, can't you?
Yeah, exactly. And if you're using the dual pistols, like a fucking badass, they're well good. Clear room easily with them in slow-mo mode. I've also put Duke Nukem. I think it was specifically Time to Kill on the PS1, which is the sort of Tomb Raider wannabe sort of one. It was a really good game. I put the freeze gun, because you could freeze baddies and then kick them and they just fell to bits, which was really funny. I know it's been done in other games, but it was just really funny back then, because it's the first time I'd seen it. I've also put, from Duke Nukem 3D, the leg on a stick. the mighty boot, as it was called. It's supposed to be like Duke was kicking things, but it looked really silly, because obviously it came up in his eye line. Like, who kicks like that? It's just like...
That's
in the Three Sticks, Steve Wolfenstein.
It was, yeah, Return to Castle Wolfenstein.
That was on a stick.
Like, just a rubbery leg on a stick.
Yeah, because, you know, it did the same animation regardless of which way you were looking.
Yeah, so you're looking right up.
You're looking straight up, you pressed it like this, leg just went...
Like he's fucking Van Damme or something.
Yeah. But even if you were looking at the ground...
Yeah. Like the leg was attached to the side of his head.
Yeah. There was another one as well on Singularity. Before you got the TMD to do the melee, you used to press melee, and then it looked like a hand with a knife had come down from your left shoulder.
Oh yeah,
but it come down so quick, and we imagined it came off like on a latch,
a spring loaded,
spring loaded third arm that the guy had up here. So he just like pressed it, and it's like, and then back up again.
He's got this big rig all around him with springs and pulleys on it. It's like, what the hell's that, Renko? What? It's my knife arm.
Yeah, the third knife arm.
Like fucking Professor Pat Pending off Wacky Races or something. So next up, I've put some for Resident Evil 2, because I'm replaying through that at the moment. It deserves some honourable mentions. The Lightning Hawk, which is the really oversized Magnum you get.
Yeah, it does get pretty big, doesn't it?
Yeah, that thing is...
What's it called, Lightning Hawk?
I have no idea why it's called the Lightning
Hawk. Doesn't sound like a big Magnum thing, does it?
No, must be a 90s thing. Maybe they had a gun called the Lightning Hawk that was... It just sounds like a 12-year-old was asked to name a gun, doesn't it? The Lightning Hawk! Like that. But yeah, that
what was that bit?
Hang on, it's like a 16-bit Lightning Eagle noise. Like that. But yeah, there you go. Now, also, I admit lately, because I've been trying to get Resident Evil 2 finished in time for Resident Evil 3 remake to come out, I've may have bought some DLC for Infinite Weapons because I'm too scared to do the second scenarios. So I've got the rocket launcher just only to deal with Mr. X because he's an annoying cunt.
Can you actually blow him up, though? Because you're not supposed to have it yet.
No, no. What happens is he walks towards you. It's like, fuck's sake, here he comes again. He just gets to a point where he's just an annoyance.
Yeah.
You're trying to get things done.
It's a fucking hindrance, isn't he?
Yeah, so it's like, right, fuck this. So I get the rocket launcher and shoot him right in the chops. Then he kind of falls on the floor and you can run past him and get away your job. So it's just basically, I only use it as a Mr. X deterrent. But yeah, props to the rocket launcher because I love it for keeping that big grey bastard out of my way.
Thick though, isn't he?
Yeah, he is thick, isn't he? I've seen that mod where he's got his G-string on.
You bought that mod.
Shut up, you don't know that. Well, if I did, I'm just appreciating his body, Ryan.
But you call him Daddy X.
Daddy X, don't hit me, Daddy X. And then you just stand in place and let him hit you. Oh, I wish I was Leon right now. Well, there's that other mod where he's Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
You can also get him where he's a goose as well.
Oh, that'd be dead good. Imagine that's honking after you. Next up, I've put a classic PS1 game. I don't know if you've ever played Siphon Filter, but I'm sure
a demo.
So sure, even if you haven't, you know about the taser, right?
Yeah.
Where you can taser people. I used to have this friend in high school who tasered someone for a whole half an hour on it once, just watching him burn and jerk about.
Yeah.
And when you burn, they go...
It's not a gun, though, is it?
It's a weapon you fire as a thing that you kill people with. In the same... I mean, you can't argue with the Landshark gun is... Not traditionally a gun, but there you go. The taser, it burned people and they screamed. It's well worth talking about. And the M79 grenade launcher, because that thing was ridiculous. You have to be very careful using that. Because if you even like one pixel towards a wall, you kill yourself with it as well.
Does it make the right noise, though?
It does. It goes doom when you fire it. And also, all M79s have to go doom when you fire them, is the rules. I think it's why they called it the blooper. Bloop. I'd call it the dunker myself, but there you go. Next up, Metal Gear Solid. Ryan, do you want to talk to this one as the Metal Gear Solid fan?
Oh, the Nikita launcher.
That was the one.
Yeah, it was a good one. It was a guided missile launcher.
Yeah, that's right. You fired it.
You could cheese move Sniper Wolf with it.
Oh, I so did
on
that.
On that second encounter.
I did it every time. That fucking boss pissed me off.
Yeah. Is that the one that had the weird basket on top? Like a shopping basket?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And Sniper was there, like, trying to be cool snipey. I was there, nah, fuck that. Have another Nikita rocket, you bastard.
Fire 20 rockets at you instead. There's some other good guns on there, though. The classic PSG one, Sniper Rifle, that was pretty good.
Yeah, well,
Snake... Enjoyed using that.
Snake aimed it like he was, like, being attacked by bees.
Yeah.
Like waving it around. You have to take some diazepam to
The Famous was pretty good on that game.
It was good, but trying to aim it was a nightmare.
Yeah, that's only because of the clunky controls.
Yeah, true.
That was so calm. So calm.
With the silencer. It was all about the so calm with the silencer. There were some good games. The Stinger, which didn't actually have any gunpowder in it. So it took 15 rockets to bring down the helicopter. It's like, what were those rockets? Were they just rubber rockets?
There's all noodles.
Yeah.
Pool noodles.
He just happened to get one like in the cockpit at one point and bring it down. It's like, fuck's sake, Snake, get a proper rocket launcher. I haven't done it half the time. Yeah, so yeah, that's
Metal Gear.
Then we had back to Medal of Honor World at War. A couple of good guns out of that. Flamethrower, probably the best flamethrower in the game ever.
Why?
Because it was like most flamethrowers in games, it's like they fire like this cone of fire. And it just looks like they're just firing literally like a cone of fire. Whereas that one, it was the liquid fuel. So it actually looked real as it was like firing out the barrel. Mm. And when people caught on fire, it was fucking grim.
See, my favourite flamethrower is the one from Far Cry 2.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I don't think I ever saw that one.
Far Cry 3, I'm thinking of actually.
Yeah, Far Cry 3 as well, but Far Cry 2 was the first time they did the actual wind and vegetation and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So the fire spread naturally, or what the AI thought was naturally. Aware.
Yeah, Far Cry 2, okay, being run over by a Land Rover simulator. Oh, yeah, fair enough. Yeah. I forgot about that one.
The open world game where you're limited to the roads.
Yeah, if you go off road, you just get run over, inevitably. I must put the anti-tank rifle for World at War, because you could blow Nazis' heads off with it. Which was fucking sweet, man.
Yeah, that was pretty satisfying getting kills with that, wasn't it?
Yeah, because who doesn't want to blow a Nazi's head off, right? Boom, off it popped. Whilst we're on the subject, the original Medal of Honor. Did you play
just,
that one?
Oh, hang on, with the anti-tank rifle. Is there such thing as a tank rifle that fires tanks at people?
That would be amazing. There should be. Imagine it rolls onto the battlefield like 20 men, like 10,000 men carrying it. Just fires like a Panzer II at you. Like, was it something bigger? Or one of those Matilda Mark I tanks that is basically like a small bucket with caterpillar tracks? It's like, you've not got anything bigger, mate. No, it just fires Matilda Mark I's. Fuck's sake. That'd be quite embarrassing. Did you guys play the original Medal of Honor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember the M1 Garand on it? I fucking love that gun. It goes ding. That was the noise it made. And it's dead good. And the MP40 as well, where it was supposed to be like a scatter fire thing. So it just to like simulate, in fact, it wasn't very accurate. But I learned that if you put the crosshair down and to the right of where you're aiming, it was a headshot every time. Like sniper MP40, it's like, yeah, fucking well good, man. Like a cool Murrican that you wear in that game. So that's what I've put. What, Viet Cong? Do you guys ever play Viet Cong? You did, didn't you, Stu?
I think I watched you play it.
Close enough. That's the best AK-47 in video games. Once you got hold of that, you didn't need any other gun for the rest of the game.
Viet Cong.
CJ Hornster, weapon specialist, was my favourite character.
Gotta aim before you shoot.
You get to aim before you shoot. Yeah, he was dead good. Next up, Pixie Podcast's favourite game, Half-Life.
Yep.
Shout out to Pixie Podcast, our good friend who you wind up about Half-Life sometimes. I've not heard from him in a while. How's he doing?
Don't know. I heard him for
a while. Best check up on him, make sure he's okay. Yeah, I've put the gravity gun from Half-Life 2, because that's got to get mentioned, hasn't it?
Yeah, good that.
You can pick up objects in the world and fire them at people. Or towards the end of the game, I think you can just pick up people and fire them at people.
Yeah, you got upgraded, yeah.
Which was really cool. And also, do you remember the living weapons from Half-Life 1?
Yeah, there's like things that to reload, it was like you had to feed it, didn't you?
Yeah, that's like...
Oh, yeah, I remember that thing.
You feed it like little balls.
The green thing, yeah. You feed the little things.
Yeah, that thing was well good.
And there's that little tiny one-eyed thing that was like walking around and Gordon Freeman put his finger to it like that and it was trying to bite him.
Yeah, that's right. The idle animations were well good. Yeah. They were like little grenades, weren't they?
Yeah, you threw them, didn't you? And then they climbed up on people or whatever.
Yeah,
and well, now he's doing hand dogs, mate.
Oh, how did it go? Like that, wasn't it? Was that right? That was the one. And there was, in Opposing Force, you got the barnacle as a weapon. Or so a traversal item. So it was like a big lumpy thing with the teeth. And a tongue, so you could climb up walls with it and stuff.
Yeah.
There were some very inventive weapons in Half-Life. Fair play to him. next up, Gears of War games. Obviously, I thought of the Lancer when I thought about you two last time with those big plastic ones.
Yeah, it was a good weapon, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean...
A chainsaw built into it.
Yeah. Is it just an assault rifle with a chainsaw on it instead of a bayonet?
Yeah.
It's probably the most heavy metal weapon ever devised, that is, to be fair, isn't it? And what was the other one? That big shotgun I've put. That one that people use on multiplayer. Yeah, that's the one. People use it on multiplayer to cheese move each other.
Yeah, you roll around and then shoot people in it, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
I always wonder how they roll around on those games. Those suits of armour are like the same weight as a car. You'd be like, oh, wait, I'm on the way. I'm coming. Just like clunking along the battlefield.
So this was that ripped.
Yeah, I guess they were, weren't they? Killzone, I've just put the Hellgast Assault Rifle.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, it was well better than the one you start with, the IS-8 one.
Because there's a good Hellgast machine gun based on the MG42.
Oh, the heavy machine gun. Yeah, that was well good. I forgot about that gun. That was a really good gun. The Hellgast had the best weapons, didn't they? And wasn't the clip for the Hellgast assault rifle like a rolled up strip of leather with bullets on it?
Yeah,
it was well weird.
Yeah, it was the bullets were in a helix.
Yeah, that's
down the barrel.
Yeah, that's right. It's weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, but there are guns that have that.
It's cool, isn't it? I did say the Hellgast gun was amazing. I put the Final Fantasy games because I like them and it's funny to hear your guys' opinion on things when it comes to Final Fantasy. Gunblades for Final Fantasy VIII.
Where does the bullet come out, though?
Yes, where does the bullet come out? I've always wondered this. It's like it's a revolver with a massive sword attached to it where the barrel normally is. So obviously you can use it as a sword, or if you press R1 just as a squall attacks, it fires a bullet. But like Stu said, where'd the bullet come from?
Yeah, because the sword's blocking the barrel, I guess.
Yeah, just explode and blow your arm off.
Unless the bullet's like in two halves.
Yeah, it just goes down either side of the sword.
Yeah.
Must be, mustn't it? That's all I could think of. Like, how does it work?
Unless it's got like a ridiculously long barrel as long as the sword. Isn't it?
Must be, mustn't it?
How would you even name that, though? Well, ever, you wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be really awkward to use, wouldn't it? I think in the game it does alludicate to that, say, oh, you're one of the few gunblade experts.
It must have a really long barrel the same length as the sword.
Speaking of unfeasible weapons from Final Fantasy, what about Cloud's crazy sword, a.k.a. the Buster sword?
The big square
door.
Yeah. The what?
Big metal door.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a surfboard, but it's a sword. I don't know. It's always blown my mind how he wields that thing. And when you win a battle, he swings it around his head like it weighs nothing. It's like, what the hell, man? What the hellman's mayonnaise is going on with that thing? And there's also different unusual weapons I want to run by you guys. Like a ball. One guy's literally got a blitz ball, which is a football, pretty much. And he kicks it at things to kill them. What do you think of that?
It's fucking stupid.
and one of the mages, instead of a staff or a wand, has a stuffed toy. And if she does a physical attack, she puts it on the floor and it wanders over to the enemy and kicks them. What do you think of that one?
It's fucking stupid. You talk about the best guns in games and talk about fucking stuffed animals and footballs.
What I'm doing is using it as a sounding board to get some funny reactions from you two. trying to think of any other silly weapons that we can discuss from Final Fantasy, but I think that's about the worst of them.
What about that? That like guy's fucking... hand that's also like a Gatling gun.
Oh, Barrett, yeah, he's got a Gatling gun hand. But what I always wonder is, how does he climb ladders?
How does he wipe his ass?
Not with a gun arm, that's for sure.
How does he put his trousers on?
Really awkwardly, I would imagine. Yeah. Unless he has like a hook, which he can hook onto his belt to pull his pants up. That's all I can think of. I always wondered in those games, like, how do some of the characters get up ladders? Red 13's are like a wolfy, tigery thing. How does he climb ladders? But anyway, that's beyond the point. Next up, then, Metro series. You've played these. Both of you have played these, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I didn't like any of the guns in Metros.
Oh, really? I really like the Shambler, which was the six-barrel shotgun.
They're better in Exodus.
Yeah.
A lot more weighty and...
Yeah, they were, weren't they?
Like, heavy.
And you could get a big extended clip for the Shambler in that, so you could fire, like, 15 fucking rounds in quick succession. That was fucking well good weapon. The bastard gun, which is just made of old tin cans. It's like, it's inaccurate and shit, but it has a really cool design. Right, it's just say it just looked like it was made of crap, which people found in the multiple subways in between going at each other.
Yeah, it's not one of the best guns. Yeah.
Otium.
Yeah, Otium. It's not a best gun, but it's a memorable gun. It's worth a mention. Also, the Helsing, which is a revolver a pneumatic revolver that fired stakes, and you could one hit kill the librarian monsters with it, which is good because those things were fucking terrifying. And the AI was weird for him. It's like you had to stand there and stare them down. Half the time they'd walk away, and half the time they'd attack you anyway. So it was good to have a Helsing handy. Next up, Alien Trilogy smart gun.
Yeah,
man.
How does it go?
It's like. Noise, doesn't it? Like a really high-pitched machine gun noise. Yeah, it's a well good one, Ryan. I like that. And you had to wear it on a harness, as I recall.
Yeah, and it's also looked like a motorcycle.
Yeah, because I think the gun for Aliens was made out of an MG42 and some motorcycle parts.
It was.
Which is really cool. And the the pulse rifle was just a Tommy gun with a shell on it.
Yeah.
So they're both pretty iconic weapons, aren't they?
Yeah.
They were good in Alien Trilogy, though. Or AVP2, I like the smart gun as well. You could really fill it a room full of aliens with that. Dead Space Plasma Cutter. This is, I guess you've added this one, Ryan. Very good addition. Talk us through it, Ryan.
It's a plasma cutter that uses a weapon.
Blood from a fucking stone. Because obviously in that game, the Necromorph, only kill them by dismembering them.
Yeah, and Isaac is an engineer.
Yes.
So he uses a plasma cutter and he tinkers with it to make it into an effective weapon at dismembering the Necromorphs.
Yes. And you can fire a vertical strip of plasma or flip it horizontal. You didn't see the physical graphic there because you're listening to the podcast, guys, but it was good. And then you can fire a horizontal beam to cut their legs off.
And you could upgrade it. Make it ridiculously powerful. It's the only gun you need in the whole first game, anyway.
Yeah, it's true. The rest of the weapons are just there for a bit of flavour, aren't they?
Yeah, there were some pretty good ones. I liked there was a longer one where it's like a really wide plasma beam that
I like the disc one where you just find a floaty disc that cut things in
half. Oh, yeah, the Ripper, however it's called.
That thing was fucking beastie. And next, of course, we reached the one which I butted in with earlier, which I didn't need to because Ryan's already put it on there. Doom. How can we forget Doom? Ryan didn't forget Doom.
Ryan never forgets.
BFG 9000 speaks for itself. Stu, I think, should put a clip of The Rock saying his famous line about the BFG in there.
Big fucking gun. Oh, shit.
That'd be cool.
Big. Fucking good.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
When you say, oh, shit, is that a good thing or a bad thing? But yeah, that was kind of the iconic ultimate weapon in video games, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like you can just clear a room in one shot. It's a fucking monster of a weapon. But it's like a thing where it's so powerful that you don't want to waste it. So
you never use it.
Yeah, by the time you get to the end of the game, you've got loads of ammo. You just finish the last boss off in 5 seconds with it. And when I say finish him off, I mean kill him. We're not using the assault rifle off Quake 4 with this built-in flashlight. Not on the Cyber Demon. Do you reckon he's got a Cyber Demon piston dick?
Cyber dick.
Cyber dick. Look out, he's got a cyber dick. We've got problems.
I reckon it'll just like fold out from a compartment like...
Yeah, it does. And then some balls go underneath it. Like biological balls, obviously. Organic balls.
Organic balls or like... Like in a metal mesh net to simulate the balls.
But Kevlar armored, so his ultimate weakness is protected. I like it. So we've just discussed the genitalia with the Cyber Demon. Yeah. Only on Shark Select do you get this kind of highbrow content.
Maybe it's like a garage door.
It says warning on it. Warning.
It's like a roller door. And then it gets lowered. And
may contain nuts. Did it say that on it?
Yeah.
What
do you think, Stu?
Yeah. I mean, would you be turned on by that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon it's like a meat shaft and then a metal head or...
Maybe like a Terminator. It's not like it's a
living tissue over metal endoskeleton. You burn his knob off. It's like, oh my god, he's got a cyber dick. Cyberdyne Systems Model 101. So, as I butted in earlier, Super Shotgun. In Doom 2016, it was well good. But in the earlier Doom games, it was even better because when he fired it, he only had like three frames of reload animation. So like he fired, like it went just in a random circle with it, and then it came back fully loaded. Not that people can see that, but that's for Ryan's benefit.
Do the super shotgun kill in a pinky.
Yes. What episode was that when we originally did that?
Very, so it might have been episode 2, which we're reading.
I animated it into an on a YouTube episode.
Oh, it must have been one of the earlier ones. Which one do you reckon it was?
I can't remember.
If you remember, listeners, please comment. No one will remember. Nobody watched the early ones. So next up, we've got Time Splitters, the injection gun. Yes, is all I'm saying to that. Talk us through it, Joe.
You inject people with it, and then it slowly inflate.
Now they pop.
And then explode. Yeah.
That was amazing. That's such a fun weapon to use on people.
It's a gun that makes people explode all over you.
Ooh. Much like the flat cannon, which exploded all over you. Very sexual undertones with these guns. I think that's why we like them so much. Mm. Here at Sharks Alike, we are dedicated to being turned on by random objects. So, yeah. Red Faction, the railgun.
Yeah, that's the one that you could see through walls.
Yeah, if you've seen a razor, it's that. That was a well good weapon, wasn't it, to be fair?
Yeah, it was annoying, though, because later on in the game, the enemies had it as well.
Yeah.
So if you stood still, it's just like you just die randomly. Yeah. You'd be like, oh.
Who gives the NPCs a weapon that can shoot through walls?
Fucking blokes at Red Faction, obviously.
Yeah, fucking. Was it Volition?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Or was it Gorilla?
No, it was Volition, I think, because Gorilla did Killzone.
Right.
It was Volition because they went on to make Saints Row, didn't they? And Ultor actually appears the baddies in that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, and then we had the crossbow from Dishonored, which is a good shout from Ryan.
Yeah,
I only used it for the sleeping darts because I always played no kill runs.
Yeah, but you could upgrade it and everything, couldn't you? And you could give it like a scope, faster reloads, big. I don't know, whatever it was called.
Yeah, the one in
increase the capacity of the ammo and stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the one in 2 was good as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was I think, is it just the same upgrades or did it have some extra shit on it? I can't remember.
Yeah, and I'm going to reinstall it and play it again.
Yeah, you're now being bitten by the bug to play some more Dishonored. Which one, the first one or the second one?
The second one,
I think I prefer the first one, but the second one is really good.
The first one's not aged as well.
Oh, really? So I think it's still
good. Try and play it again. Well, compared to the second one, the second one's fucking amazing.
I just love the way there's a way to completely bypass all the traps in the Clockwork Mansion.
Yeah.
But it's so subtle that you never see it.
I only figured it out on my third playthrough. I was like, oh, what's up here?
Yeah, because I think you told me about it, and I was like, no way. And it does that. You avoid all the traps, so he doesn't even know you're coming.
Yeah, doesn't even know you're there.
Fucking clever. Fucking clever. Play Dishonored, everyone. It's amazing. sorry. Finished gushing all over Dishonored. Next up.
Corvo.
Oh, Corvo. Oh, take your mask off, Corvo. what? Did I say something? Oh, you don't have to do a no-kill run this time. You can finish me off if you like. Fuck it.
You finish on me, Corvo.
I've got to stop. This is getting weird.
Choke me, daddy.
That's just choking you. Just going, oh. I was like, are you enjoying this?
Oh.
Stabs you instead.
You thrust him backwards onto it. Yeah. Grinding.
Ooh, I'd lie in a swarm of rats with you any day. So next up, Far Cry 3, moving swiftly on.
Yeah,
you guys have put the bow.
Yeah.
Bow and arrow, isn't it?
Bow and arrow, yeah.
Explain why it's good.
It's one of the first games where it became mainstream to use a bow and arrow.
It's true, every game's copied it since. Tomb Raider had a bow and arrow when it came back. Even Crysis 3 had a bow and arrow.
It did, yeah.
Yeah, like you're in a massively powerful cyber suit, but I'll use a bow. It's like, just became a massive popular thing, didn't it?
Yeah, but it was really well done.
Yeah, do you remember it being
good? I went for the entire game using the bow and arrow.
Yeah, you could wipe out whole outposts with a bow and arrow, couldn't you?
Yeah, they all just sat there like, huh? What's going on?
And there's something satisfying about if you get like one that's like 80 to 100 meters away, you aim it just right.
Yeah, that's good. I remember I cleared the camp out once, wandered down to get my prizes from my spoils, and a random tiger burst out of a bush and killed me in like one hit. And ever since then, I was terrified of that tiger. It kept stalking me throughout the game, I swear. So I was like, fucking tiger again.
You're just going to get the fucking honey badgers chasing you.
That's in four, isn't it, the badgers?
Yeah.
But leave me alone! Dangerous wildlife. And finally, we've got Singularity, the Seeker Special Purpose Rifle. Was that the one where you could steer the bullets?
Yeah, yeah. So you can pick it up, but you don't replace a weapon with it. You just sort of hold it, and then you just drop it whenever.
Yeah, like a mounted weapon on any other game, which you can rip off the stone.
Yeah, it had 15 rounds, and each one just went behind the bullet, so you could steer it and take people out, and it was explosive rounds when you shot them with it.
Yeah, man, I remember that.
You could choose how long you want to aim it for, so you could just, like, aim it initially and then just let go, and then it'll just shoot off and kill them.
That's right, yeah, that's a well good weapon. You could just blow Soviet soldiers up with it. Yeah. Or those freaky little blue midget men that chased you around. Didn't like them very much.
Oh, yeah.
They were kind of scary. So, yeah, that's our guns.
The sniper rifle on Singularity was good as well. And that gave you a temporal field as well before it was even, like, mainstream.
Yeah. Oh, I just thought of a gun, right?
Go on.
The sniper from Sniper Scope.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to shoot money and things like that.
That's a good game, that is, Sniper Scope.
Remember, how close did you come to winning that arcade game?
Yeah, you guys were well good at it.
Yeah, I got up to, like, I think it was, like, 20-odd quid, and then I fired and the note just moved as the bullet went past it. I was like, oh. But I have won before.
Again, this is Ryan, who's the one that's good at video games amongst us. I mean, Stu's good too, to be fair. Stu's got, like, multiplayer shooters and stuff. That's where Stu's strength is. I just play him for the story because I'm crap. But there we go. That was the weapons. If any of you listeners have any weapons that you think we've missed and should be punished for, like the naughty little boys that we are, then hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on Twitter. Or hit us up on Twitter, as we say in the Queens, and let us know what we've missed. And we'll mention it, maybe, if you're lucky.
Oh, I just wrote one.
Oh, go on.
The Peacekeeper from Apex.
Go on, tell me about it.
Oh, the shotgun.
Yeah, so lever action shotgun.
Oh,
but you can, like, charge if you get, like, barrels. A special mod for it.
Okay. Four barrels is good. Remember my dad once drew a picture of a 50-barrel shotgun? He said it's really powerful, but it's a pain in the ass to reload.
Oh, I like the wingman as well, off there.
Yeah, the wingman's good.
So it's like a heavy pistol.
Like a magnum sort of thing.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, magnums are good in games. I want a good magnum.
Do you remember?
The magnum in Modern Warfare with the snake bullets.
A snake shot.
Yeah.
Snake, big slugs.
Ooh, I found a snake at you. That'd be cool.
snake. Do you remember Alone in the Dark?
That crap 360 one with the fire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could get a triple barrel shotgun.
Oh, yeah.
It's like in the shape of a triangle.
That game was so bad. It was buggy and ugly.
I know, I'm not saying it's a good thing.
No,
I'm
but
just
that gun
I'm
was
just
good,
laughing
yeah.
at it. Yeah.
Remember, you had to try and get make items, and you had to look for your pocket. So he opened his coat, and you had to steer his head. But his head never steered properly, so you're like wiggling your head around at your coat trying to find things.
No, this was on the older one, Alone in the Dark.
The PS2 one, was it?
Yeah.
I think that one did a bit better, didn't it? So, yeah, there we go. That's the weapons, isn't it?
Yeah.
So now it's time to... I'm just getting emotional, sorry. There's no What People responses this week because we had to change our plans at the last second, didn't we?
Yeah.
But that's fine. We'll be asking the viewers next week for their opinions. So it's fine. We'll cry, but we'll be okay. Next up, it's time for our trip, guys. We're going to leave the comfort of our quarters, head into the dark forest, and head to past the well at the end of the canyon, which smells... And head up to
The dirty path.
Yeah, up the dirty path through the overgrown garden to the curved, powerful shaft of the Wizard's Tower.
Why do we have to live in the shed, though?
What's that?
Why don't they let us, like, have, like, a recording studio in the tower? We have to record in a shed.
I don't know. I mean, I did ask Master Fenrig if we could use that really well kitted out podcast studio he's got in there, but he said no. He said it's for him to do his wizarding podcasts. I don't think he even does them, you know. It's just dusty in there. He's just been a prick, isn't he? Shall we head over and see the wizards?
Suppose so. Yeah, why not?
Stu, you ready to go and see the wizards?
Yeah.
We're off to see the wizards.
Oh, fuck off.
The wonderful wizards have come.
You can fuck off too. Hello, I'm Master Fenrig, and welcome once more to the Wizard's Tower. I'm joined by my fellow wizarding chums, Master Cumrag.
Hello.
And Master Wizard, whatever he was, too, I think.
Just Master Wizard.
Oh, sorry, Ryan. Don't get shirty with me, you little cunt. You're in my tower now. Hello, boys. How are we doing?
Yeah, I'm alright, yeah.
Not you, the wizards!
Ah, yes, I'm alright, yes.
You okay, Master, whatever your name is?
Yes, I've been making various cum humunculi.
Oh, cum humunculi. Are they any good?
Well, the little bastards have been biting me all morning.
Oh, no. I've been generating a new spell for creating an armored skin for my meatus.
A meatus plug?
Yes. That's the one, Sarath, other wizard guy. So, shall we revert to should we just fuck off and let them do the wizard's tower? Let's go and get a Starbucks, everybody. Back soon. Ta-ta.
Yeah, fuck off, Master Fenrig. Ryan, he was proper arse to you, though, wasn't
he? I know, yeah. He's fucking hard, isn't
he? No need for that. You're only trying to inform him. Right, anyway, now that awkward moment's over. Welcome to the Wizard's Tower, which is where we put game plot we like or hate into a tiering system for your pleasure. Which one of you guys want to remind us of the tiering system?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
So, we've got a tiering system.
We have.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we've got 7 tiers in which a game could land. Starting on the bottom, we've got the trash. Ooh. In the floor, which has got Jump Force and Naughty Bear in it. And then just up from that is Meh, which has got Norman's Guy, Darkness 2, Haze and Fallout 4 in it. And then up from there, the OK tier, we have Dead Space, Star Wars Fallen Order and Pokemon Sword and I guess Shield.
Yeah.
And then up from there you got Good with Anthem, Alien vs Predator, The Outer Worlds, Dark Messiah, Might and Magic, Twisted Metal World Tour, Mario Kart 8 and Dying Light.
Whoa.
Next up from there is Thick.
Whoa. Sorry.
With Satisfactory, the Untitled Goose Game, Alien Isolation, Fear. I nearly said that wrong. And then it said Folger of Fortune. Soldier of Fortune 2. Splinter Cell Chaos Theory. Empire Total War. And then up from there is Shart.
What?
Shart tier.
Ultimate tier.
Yeah, with XCOM 2 War of the Chosen, Doom 2016, Mass Effect 2, Wolfenstein The New Order, Halo Reach Around. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2019, Far Cry 3, Final Fantasy 7, and then right at the tippity top in the bulbous tip of the tower,
yep,
is Wizard tier with Red Dead Redemption 2 and Sonic 2.
Very good. So, who wants to go first today? I think Stu. Should we make Stu go first?
I don't mind.
Yeah, you want to do it, Ryan?
I'll go, yeah.
Go on then, go ahead, girl.
Yeah, so going back in time to... Wow, is it 2017? Must have been. When a game came out that was bought out by another studio that should have been a sequel to a game with the same name, but they changed it all the way to something completely different.
Okay.
It's Prey.
Okay.
2017.
Yeah.
Remember the first one came out where I played as like some red Indian fella.
Yeah, that was shit, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it wasn't very good.
Yeah, it was crap. Well, not talk about the crap one, talk about the good one.
Well, of course.
Prey 2017. So you play as... Morgan.
Morgan Yu, was it?
Yeah. I was going to say Freeman.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman.
I remember the first time I was on the space station.
There's Morgan Yu, and you could be a man or a woman. And then you start off, and it's all about injecting alien DNA into you.
Yeah.
So you can learn some of their powers. A bit like DNA splicing with them and us.
Yeah.
And then the typhoids.
Typhon.
Typhon, yeah. The escape. and then they're taking over the space station. So you have to try and either destroy the station or destroy everybody and not let anybody escape so they don't get onto Earth.
Yeah.
So you have to, like, kill them all and make sure none get onto Earth because they'll just destroy the world.
Yeah. Had a really weird, trippy story about memory and identity as well, which was quite
yes.
odd.
You mean, do you spoil it or not?
No,
because it didn't do that well on sales, I think.
It didn't, I thought it wasn't very good because I read quite a few negative reviews. And then you let me play it around yours and I was like, oh my God, this is well good.
Fucking brutal. Yeah, so it's massive open world area where you can go. And the way you tackle them, and there's multiple ways depending on which skill tree you've gone down. So if you're like sneaking about or you can mimic stuff, so you could turn into like a cup
yeah.
and then roll under some security gates to come out the other side.
Well, that's so good, the enemies.
Yeah.
That's a scary thing, wasn't it? It was a good game. I thought it was really good. A hint for any player is just get a shotgun.
Yeah. Don't bother with the pistol. Don't upgrade it. There's no point. Just upgrade the shotgun.
Definitely. That's what it was about.
So, yeah, I'm going to stick it in thick.
I think it deserves that treatment, Ryan. I think you've done very well, though. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
You're my boy. He's my boy. So, yeah, Prey 2017, I think we said it was.
Yeah.
In the thick tier. Yay. Stu, what have you got for us, you burning hunk of love?
I'll probably go with... I don't know. Do we want to put some more at the bottom, or...?
Well, it's up to you. Your choice, mate. Whatever comes to your mind.
Okay. Let's do Apex, then.
Ooh.
So this is Apex Legends by Respawn, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Go on, then. Hit us with it, Stu.
So it's a battle royale. I don't know. How else you describe it? Battle royale.
Yeah. How many people?
60, is it?
Yeah. And what do you do?
It's like fucking spoon feed.
I know, yeah.
What do you like do in the
like
game?
Like a teacher. So what do you do when this game starts, Stu?
Drop in from a little spaceship and land. And then you have to find guns and you have to kill the people.
Where do you find the guns from?
On the ground, in old boxes.
Yeah. Different areas of the map, aren't they? They're all labelled.
Yeah.
So then you work as a... Do you play on your own or is it in a squad?
No, it's in a squad of three people.
Yeah.
Are the characters good, Stu?
Yeah, what are the characters like? Do you play as anybody, or are they based on the name of the game, Legends?
Yeah, there's a couple of robots.
You like the robots, don't you, Stu?
Yeah, there's a thick robot.
Are they your favourite?
Yeah, there's a couple of thick boys.
Yeah. Gibraltar and...
Caustic,
yeah, Caustic's thick. I like playing as Caustic.
Caustic.
No, the map's good.
It's only one map.
Okay, is it good?
I thought there was two. Or has it just changed? And the one with the train now?
Yeah, that's a new one.
Yeah, well, there's the old one as well, isn't there?
Yeah, but you can't play on that one.
Why not?
Because you have to play on the new one.
Fuck!
Alright, Stu, that was fantastic. So, what score would you give it, Stu? Is it good, or is it bad?
I don't know. I think I might need to ask Ryan for help
no,
on this one.
No. This is your choice for the Wizard Tower. Ryan's already done enough for you tonight.
That's morning. To be honest, I'd put it in there. Yeah. I put it in good or okay. I got bored of it pretty quickly. Just because, though, when I was playing it, I was always on my own because there was no crossplay or anything like that.
So that's Ryan.
It's quite good if you're playing it with mates, so maybe I'd put it.
So what's your thoughts?
I wouldn't put it thick, though. I might stick it in good. Or okay, to be honest. But that's my opinion.
Yeah, well, how do you feel?
I'd put it in good.
You sure?
Yeah.
So, Ryan, thanks for telling us about Apex. That was really good. Stu, well done. Very good. I'm going to go with a game from the year of our Lord, 1999. The year when people thought the world was going to end, planes would fall from the sky. Prince foretold it in a song called Purple Rain. No, it was 1999, wasn't it? This is Capcom's seminal survival horror classic that's not about zombies, Dino Crisis. Did I ever play Dino Crisis?
No.
Seminal survival.
Seminal survival.
It's like seminal fluid.
Seminal fluid survival simulator. It's like you're caught in a wave of it, and you have to press A to escape, or press B to dive in and get a mouthful.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to Dino Crisis. It was really scary. In a way, it was scarier than Resident Evil, because raptors are faster than zombies and they're clever. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, so they were terrifying. It played like Resident Evil, but maybe a bit more fluid. And there were more sort of open areas and 3D maps. And there was the T-Rex that sometimes popped his head through the window, and he was fucking terrifying. The voice acting was typical 90s Capcom, so garbage, but very funny. Mm. Oh no! What's going on? It's a dinosaur, sort of thing.
Yeah.
I would say it wasn't as good as Resident Evil overall, but it was still a good game. I would probably put it in the good tier. Say Dino Crisis was good. Give it a play if you like retro survival horror games with tank controls.
Good, eh?
Yeah, good, eh? So that's my entrance to the Wizard's Tower. You know what I mean. My thing for this week. So now, I guess it's time for us to watch the wizards leave the tower in a weird way.
They haven't come back from Starbucks yet.
That's true, they're still in Starbucks.
Yeah,
we have to leave them.
Let's just lock them out.
Yeah, fuck it, let's take the tower. Oh shit, Merlin's coming. Oh fuck, he's onto us. Yeah, let's get out of here quick. Hey, get out of my tower, you bastard! Oh, is that how he speaks? Shit. Get out of my fucking tower!
Alright. I'm just going to hang around with Nyla for a bit.
Yeah, where is Nyla today? Maybe it's his day off. Maybe he's stuck down in the greasy lift shaft.
He's either there or might be in the canteen.
Maybe he's gone Starbucks with the wizards. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Anyway, fuck him.
Take him out for a brew.
Take him out for a day. Buy him a nice cookie and a latte.
Would you like a latte, Sarath? I mean, Nyla. I just miss Sarath so much.
So yeah, anyway. Fuck the wizards. They can stay in Starbucks. Let's get on with the next part of the show, yeah? It's time for the grand finale. Who am I? Not who am I, but it's a new game we play where, obviously, it's a guessing game about who the characters are. Shall I start with reading last week's back and see if anyone got it?
Yeah.
We had any entries for this one, Stu?
Yeah, I had a couple.
Yes! Some interactivity. I love that. So, last week's was, I have travelled all around the country I live in, which didn't take long, constantly battling for recognition with my peers to be the best in my field. You must be good with animals to take part in my sport. I was the OG. Many have copied me since. Who do you guys think it was?
It's Red.
Red from Pokemon Red and Blue.
Yeah.
You would be absolutely correct. If you said Ash Ketchum, piss off, he was only in the cartoon.
And he's crap.
And he's shit, yeah. He gets beaten by, like, the worst Pokemon. I watched one once where he got beat by a fucking Magikarp. He only knows Splash. How'd you get beat by a Magikarp?
He collects all the shit ones as well, though, doesn't he? Like Butterfree.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, I've caught a Butterfree. Well done, Nobed. Go over there and catch a...
Yeah, it's literally millions of Butterfrees. Fuck.
Yeah, go get a Haunter. Then I'll take you seriously. Or a Gengar. Sorry, very good your throat from laughing at Stu. But yeah, there you go. That was Red from Pokemon Red and Blue. If you got that right, you're in the running for a prize. Nyla, if you win again, I'll have to find you another job in the Wizard's Tower again, mate. You might as well just become a wizard if he wins again. So that's on for this week. So you ready?
Yeah.
Don't let my small size fool you. I am a harbinger of Armageddon. All of your belongings will be claimed. Your petty systems will be brought into disarray. With a chilling honk, I will cast down society in its current form. Get too close and I will break your arm. Do I do that one again?
Yeah.
That was a... Don't let my small size fool you. I am a harbinger of Armageddon. All of your belongings will be claimed. Your petty systems will be brought into disarray. With a chilling honk, I will cast down society in its current form. Get too close and I will break your arm. That sounded quite scary, didn't it?
Yeah.
There we go, then. So that, then, folks, is the meat of the podcast over with. There is something I want to mention at the end. It could have some bearing. I'm going to try and do episode guides for each episode again over on WordPress. But now, we've abandoned the old Shark Select website because it was a free one with a long URL and nobody really cared for it. So now, I've moved all Shark Select writings over to my own site, which is Winstolf Portal at... No, it's not. www.winstolfportal.blog. That's the one. It used to be at wordpress.com, didn't it? But it's not now. It's winstolfportal.blog. That's the one. So apart from all my shite on there, there's now a Shark Select subheading, which has got our interviews in it we've done in the past. And I'm now going to add episode guides again. We could talk about Ryan's surprise, talk about the main feature, see what games we put in the Wizard's Tower.
Yeah.
It's good.
Could actually have the full Wizard's Tower tier in there.
Yeah, we could, yeah. And should I put a word of wisdom from Master Fenric per episode? That'd be good, wouldn't it? I have to ask the prickly goatee prick, but I'm sure he'll take me up on it. So there we go. That has been another episode of Shard Select. Ryan, do you want to do the outro in the fastest way possible?
Yeah. I've been practicing, doing a bit of auctioneering on the side.
Go on.
So I can talk really fast. I'm tired. So we've been Shard Select. You can find us on Twitter at Shard Select Pod. I'm Ryan at Shard Select Pod. Next to me is Winstolf at Winstolf.
You're Ryan at Shard Select
Ryan. You're Shard Select Ryan.
Ah, fuck. Cut all this out.
It's still good. It's all good.
Fuck.
It's all good. We're on YouTube and Instagram. Yeah. Hit us up on Podchaser, Apple Podcasts. We'll do good then.
Yeah.
Spotify.
We're on Spotify as well. Listen to us there. It makes us happy.
Search for Shard Select. I'm Shard Select Ryan. He's at Winstolf. And if you want Stew, he's on Shard Select Pod.
But who wants Stew, right? Alright, thanks for listening again, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Love you. Should you say bye properly?
Come.